This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The biggest private employer in America today reported disappointing profits and is lowering its sales projections for the year ahead. Walmart stock is down 3% in early trading. Also, Cisco Systems is laying off 5% of its workforce, 4,000 people, with demand uncertain for its computer networking equipment, and its stock is down 6.7% now. Diane Swong, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago, joins us on Thursday's Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So here I have at least two big companies worried about whether customers will be in a buying mood for their wares in the year ahead, Cisco and Walmart. Stocks are taking a beating right now, but this tells us something about the economy, doesn't it?
It does. What we're seeing is real earnings actually declined in the month of July, and that's because the composition of employment gains has not been good enough. We're also seeing some of the sequester come through in terms of furloughs. That doesn't show up in the jobless rate, but clearly it hits incomes and the ability of people to shop, and we're seeing it across a large spectrum of retail sales where people are spending but certainly very cautious on how they're actually spending the money they've got.
So when we say the word recovery too many times in our analysis of things, maybe we're overstating it.
Well, we certainly are subpar recovery is the way to say it, and everything is relative, and this recovery has been not the strongest by an understatement. This is a recovery that has been very painful to many, and the lingering effects of it are still showing up.
That said, we do have news this morning that new claims for unemployment benefits dropped to their lowest level in 6 years. That's something.
It's something, and it's good news. It also means that fewer people are on extended unemployment insurance benefits than there used to be, so they're falling out of the mix. And we're seeing increases now very recently in the number of federal civilian employees and veterans on those numbers. That's a reflection of the sequester.
Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you.